FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Apple has been ordered to pay up to £11 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The European Commission has ruled that a special scheme to route profits through the country was illegal. Both Apple and the Irish finance minister say they want to appeal the decision. Heather Self is a tax lawyer.
The problem for the Irish government is that this potentially undermines their tax system. But what's actually interesting about the ruling is that they've suggested that other countries, including the US, could try to collect more tax instead. And that might actually be the way out of this.
The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, will reject calls to scrap the border deal between the UK and France when she meets her French counterpart this lunchtime. Some right-wing French politicians want to move immigration checks from Calais to Britain, but Dover MP Charlie Alphick's been telling KMFM that wouldn't work.
The issue is not simply one located to Dover. It's a problem that illegals are escaping from lorries all over the country. What is a problem in the Dover area is this problem of small boat smuggling and trafficking of people to the beaches of Kent and Sussex, and that's why I think we need a new Dover patrol to make sure the English Channel is safe and secure.
The father of a British backpacker who's died in Australia after trying to protect a fellow traveller from a knife attack says the family's heartbroken. Tom Jackson had been in hospital since being stabbed in Queensland a week ago. Mia Aliff Chung was killed and a 21-year-old from Medway was injured jumping out of a window to escape the attack. A driver's been pulled to safety after a car overturned on the A2 between Canterbury and Dover this morning. Passers-by managed to smash the window and get him free after it happened in Woolwich Green just before nine. The slip road's been closed while the clean-up takes place.
KMFM News.
Concerns are growing this lunchtime for a 56-year-old man who hasn't been seen for almost a week. Ricky Francombe was last seen driving a black Ford KA near a petrol station on the A228 in Snodland last Wednesday. It's thought he could have travelled to Wiltshire, Devon or Cornwall. We've tweeted a picture via at KMFM News. A man accused of killing two friends in a crash in Tenham will be back in court this lunchtime. 22-year-old Ashley Howard from the Isle of Wight has been charged with causing death and serious injury by dangerous driving, along with driving without insurance and a licence. 23-year-old Cole Buchan and 27-year-old Michael Shepherd were killed and a female passenger seriously injured when their car left London Road in the early hours of New Year's Day. He's expected to enter a plea at Maidstone Crown Court later.
KMFM News.
The date for the demolition of a massive chimney at a former Kent power station has been revealed. The 244-metre-high structure on the Isle of Grain will come down next Wednesday. That's the 7th of September. It'll be the tallest concrete structure ever to be demolished in the UK and will bring 40,000 tonnes of concrete coming to the ground.
KMFM Showbiz.
Tributes are being paid to Willy Wonka actor Gene Wilder, who's died at the age of 83. He passed away in the US yesterday following a battle with Alzheimer's. Samuel L. Jackson, Steve Martin and Jim Carrey have all been tweeting tributes, and Chris Hewitt is from the Empire magazine.
He was just a really, really singular talent. He was able to be frantic and comedically panic and have comedic tantrums, but he was also great at the still silent reactions.
And Justin Bieber's managed a total of 8 entries in this year's edition of the Guinness World Records book. His title includes becoming the first artist to get 3 top chart positions in the UK, being the most watched star on YouTube and racking up a record number of Twitter followers.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football, and Gillingham's new goalkeeper says he's looking forward to being part of the squad ahead of their game tonight. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Nicola.
Well, Jonathan Bond replaced Stuart Nelson after being signed on loan from Reading, but hopes they can learn from each other.
We all start to work together every day and help each other, and hopefully I can learn a few things off him as much as the other way around. But he's an experienced guy, so I've got a lot of respect for him. Obviously he's a big favourite of the club.
The Jules play Luton in their first match of the Checker Trade Trophy at Priestfield tonight. Elsewhere, it's understood Arsenal will allow midfielder Jack Wilshere to leave on loan. Wilshere's only made 2 substitute appearances so far this season and missed out on selection for the new England squad. The transfer window closes tomorrow. Andy Murray's one of 6 British players to make it through to the second round of the US Open. The current Wimbledon and Olympic champion takes on Czech player Lukas Rosol in the early hours of tomorrow morning. morning. Heather Watson and Dan Evans are the first British players on court from 4 UK time in the afternoon. And in cricket, England are on track to win their one-day series with Pakistan with two games to spare today. They're 2-0 going into match 3 at Trent Bridge. Play gets underway at 2.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.